Several years ago, Jackie and I were driving back from our home in Vero Beach, Florida, one afternoon. We were coming up Highway US 1, which runs north out of Vero Beach, right along the east coast of Florida, back to our home in Melbourne. The highway runs right along the inland waterway, a long, narrow saltwater lagoon called the Indian River. And as we were coming north along the highway, we rounded a curve and the highway came right up against the water, just within several feet of the water. And as we rounded this curve and came, so the highway ran parallel along the river, we noticed far to the north of us, up near the Melbourne Causeway, some black, ominous-looking clouds that were hanging low over the river. And even as we came up parallel with the river, I saw, extending out of that cloud, a black funnel that dropped down out of the bottom of that cloud and touched down on the river, becoming a waterspout. I had never seen a tornado before. I had seen pictures of them, I had seen film clips of them, but I had never seen a tornado, especially one forming, and I watched this tornado as it formed and snaked down out of that cloud, becoming a waterspout, a funnel that was spinning, and it was located about 10 miles north of us, out in the middle of this lagoon, which is about 2 miles wide at that particular place. And I pulled off to the side of the road and stopped the car and said to Jackie, who was sitting there in the front seat beside me, I said, "Boy, look at that. Isn't that magnificent?" And Jackie, my prophetic wife, said, "That's not magnificent. That's of the devil. And I curse it in the name of Jesus." And the moment she said it, that funnel broke loose from the bottom of the cloud. I saw with my own eyes the separation take place. Now, I don't know a great deal about tornadoes, but what I do know about them indicates that they don't break loose from the top of clouds, that when they disappear, that they withdraw back up into the cloud, that the bottom leaves the earth and simply pulls back up into the cloud. But this one didn't do that. And the moment she pointed her finger at it and said, "I rebuke you, I curse you in the name of Jesus," I saw that thing break loose from the cloud. Now, I'm cautious about people who tell stories like this, but my wife was there. And this is no exaggeration. We sat there in the car and watched that water spout as it separated from the cloud. Now, it continued to come on down south towards where we were, spinning down the river under its own power, but no longer connected to its power source. And it was getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and it came right to within 15 feet of where we were sitting there. We had the window rolled down on the car, and it came down just sputtering, a tiny little funnel by that time, and only about 3 feet tall. It ran right up to the edge of the river right next to where we were sitting and died right there, right in front of us. And I recognized the power of a spirit-filled person using and invoking the name of Jesus to curse that which is evil. I later asked my wife, I said, "What in the world happened to you?" And she said, "Well, you call that thing magnificent, but I saw it as an instrument of destruction. All you saw was a phenomena of nature. But I saw it as a cancer of nature. It was a cloud which had broken loose from the cloud covering. Clouds are designed to bring rain, and they're designed to make the earth, to water the earth so it can replenish. And that was a cancer. That was a cell that had gone wild and was doing its own thing, and I rebuked it in the name of Jesus." And when she did, I saw it literally break off from its source of power, which was up there in that cloud. Now, you have the same power to break the curses that Satan has put on people. There is no need for any of God's children to ever have to walk in condemnation. For that matter, to ever have to walk in sin. That power is inherent within each one of us to break the curse in the name of Jesus.